Hello and welcome. This is Punch Specials. I'm Rachel Afolabi. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's another beautiful time to be here to discuss economic issues and challenges in Nigeria. Of course, if you look around the world, basically, there are economic challenges everywhere. You'll hear Nigerians complaining in Canada, Nigerians complaining, of course, in Nigeria, and everyone talking about how things have become expensive. Of course, someone wrote on a little ranted heavily on social media, which is talking about how bad the cost of rice is. And this is definitely something that sure applies to everyone, if you sure agree with me. But the question is, has it been any better under any government? Of course, that's another issue to discuss. Have you ever had a time in the world where rice dropped from 10 naira to 5 naira? Okay, maybe the worry now is how heavily the prices are skyrocketing. But I'm so certain that with time, under this government, under the renewed hope mantra, our prayer and hope is that we get it right with time. But it's beginning to look like we're under a thinking precedent, absolutely. And maybe we had been living a lie all the while, and probably this is our reality, you know. So away from that analysis, basically, don't forget our focus on Punch Specials is to discuss the plight of the disabled person and person living with disability, popularly called PWDs, or the special person in Nigeria. So our topic today, in line with the reality of economic issues, is to discuss life and how easy is it for the disabled person. So our topic, is life any easier for the disabled person here in Nigeria? So let's get started. You would agree with me, ladies and gentlemen, that disability can take away many aspects of one's identity, leaving that individual questioning who they are, what their value is, where they fit in society, or what life really holds for them. Don't forget, man is created balanced with all senses intact, okay, all limbs intact, but where you have an individual dealing with one aspect of their sense organs leaving them, it puts that individual in a state where he or she begins to second guess his or her own existence or the reasons for their living. Now, you would agree with me that it's easy to start as a disabled person or anyone who you know who's disabled. There's a possibility that those individuals tend to begin to feel useless, empty, and sad, especially if they can't do the same things they had the capacity to do prior to now. Attitudinal barriers, ladies and gentlemen, are the most basic and basic issues which contribute to the other barriers of a special person or a person living with disabilities. For example, some people may not be aware that difficulties in getting to or into a place can limit a person with a disability from participating in everyday life and common daily activities. So the person used to watch movies before and can't see the screen anymore. That's pain. The person could walk into the building prior to now he or she has to be carried. Maybe there's no slope or there's no lift, you know. That in itself, it's a challenge. Ladies and gentlemen, in line with the reality of how to live in Nigeria today and how it's difficult for many special people with disabilities to care for their daily life, you know, one would agree that under the current economic reality in Nigeria, life may not be easy. Disability affects the entire family. I mean, meeting the complex needs of a person with a disability can put families under a good deal of stress, emotional pressure, financial pressure, and sometimes even physical pressure. And so those who didn't intend to hit anyone may just do so. On the Punch Specials desk, on the podcast desk of Punch Specials, we had the opportunity to speak with a young man by name Oluwaseyi, apparently a lawyer by training, but a person with disability. And our objective was basically to hear how he's been faring. And Sheyi had a very pathetic story to share. Please listen to him.
Good morning, ma. How was your night? For me, as a PWD, cost of living here in Nigeria has been very, very high. That is very, very hard on me, honestly. Because things are very expensive, foodstuff. You want to buy something to take care of yourself, clothing, and even house rent. Everything has been very expensive. So I'm telling you, I'm very, very short of words. I don't even know what to say because, honestly, life is very, very difficult for me. It has been very difficult it has been very difficult because things are very expensive. And, you know, I'm jobless. I'm not yet employed. So I'm jobless. So how could someone like me that don't have any job, understand, we have start to, I don't understand honestly. But life has been very, very difficult for me, and I know I'm talking as my own like personal or something. Even generally, some of my friends who are PWD complain bitterly about what is going on in the country, that the country is not friendly, the environment is not conducive to stay, there's no good environment to understand, try doing some things. I don't know. Smith is very, very hard now to get, honestly. But life has been very, very difficult. I don't even know what to say. See, what do you want me to say? Life has been very, very difficult. Even to you, if I may ask you, how are you finding present situation? Everybody will tell you that, see, Nigeria, life has been very, very difficult. Our economy is totally down. Not even meant down. Economy made down. God, this one is economy has already crashed. I mean, met down. Because I don't understand. I'm living by the grace of God, by His grace. That's why I'm just alive. Life has been very, very difficult. So that's all what I have to say. Thank you.
Wow, wow, wow. Ladies and gentlemen, as we draw this conversation to a close, I dare say that there are so many Shees out there who are disabled, empowered and educated, but do not have employment and are finding it very difficult to sustain themselves with housing, with feeding and daily living. Happier. It says under this government, under the renewed hope mantra of President Bola Ahmed Tinubu, disabled persons and individuals living with disabilities or special persons across all ages and facets of life in Nigeria will be considered economically, and there will be more inclusion and many policies to take care of them, and policies and palliative measures that can actually get to them. We do hope that our government is listening, and we're certain there will be change very soon. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Rachel Afolabi. This is Point Specials. Enjoy.